Dolphin sleep is another fascinating thing to me because while they will occasionally take short cat naps where they barge at the surface and get a little bit of rest, that's really their light sleep. How they get their sleep is actually they use one half their brain at a time. And what I mean by that is when you're a mammal and you're in the ocean, you have to be constantly aware when your blowhole is above water so that you can breathe and not drown. You also have to know if a shark's in the area. You have to know where your buddies are, or if you're a baby dolphin, you need to always know where your mom is. So there's no way for you to shut off your entire brain to get sleep. So what they've done is they've evolved to shut down half their brain. It goes to sleep, and the other half remains awake and monitoring their environment, making sure their blowhole's above water when they breathe and so forth. And then after a period of time, they switch sides. And we actually see it with our babies here. It's really neat. They go into what we call the bedroom position, which is underneath mom in her shadow, and their inside eye is focused on mom. It's open, watching where is mom. The outside eye is squeezed shut, and so one half their brain is sleeping at that time. And then after a period of time, they switch sides and they switch eyes. And so we can actually see it here at Dolphin Research Center. And this is the beauty of having dolphins in human care, simply that some of these studies would not be possible with wild dolphins, such as finding out about their sleep capacity or finding out about how they can use their echolocation and how detailed it is, how intelligent they are. These are the kind of questions we cannot ask them in the wild. And so by having dolphins as ambassadors for their kind in human care, it has really helped our understanding of what dolphins need and what they're capable of.